Welcome back, Leafs Nation, to the Beliefers Podcast. This is episode 45. I'm your host, Mikey D, and this is going to be an absolutely wild and fun episode. Four games to recap, Leafs versus Devils, that awesome beatdown versus the Oilers on Saturday night, and just the best fucking story to go along with that. And then two L's in their last two games against the Sabres, and then tonight shootout loss against the Avs. I'll take the pity point, but man, shootouts fucking suck. Like, I would love to see that 3-on-3 over, I know I've said it before, but the 3-on-3 overtime, just do like 10 to 15 to fuck it 20 minutes of that. Hell yeah, let's go. So to start the recaps from the Devils game, that was the whole first period just felt like a dud. But then it was funny because from the second period, when Yarncroke started the scoring, Eric Halla scoring later, there was an intensity in the game, and it ramped up. Because I remember saying, like, yo, this feels like a playoff series here. Like, give me seven games of this. And Matthews getting a beautiful goal, the eventual game winner, literally minutes after Bunting scoring. Honestly, that was just such a fucking fun 40 minutes a game. I'm so pumped if the Leafs play the Devils in the playoffs, because to my Devils buddy, that'll be a fun series for sure. But also, fun note for this game, we had a coffee bet, and I shall be receiving said free coffee this weekend. If anything else, a little bummed out that I didn't get the conflicted feeling that Dawson Mercer had scored, because then I would have been like, oh no, it's against the Leafs. Oh, fuck. And then on the other side of the coin, it's like, ah, it's my Newfie Bay, Dawson Mercer. He did get an assist and points in one of my three fantasy leagues. So awesome dub there. Fun game. Can't wait for the next one. And then Saturday night, Leafs and Edmonton Oilers. And I got to go to my very first Maple Leafs watch party at the Bottom Line. This was honestly the best experience I've ever had. It was a lot of fucking fun. And then the after party that had happened afterwards was just the fucking Coke cherry on top of it all. So what was funny was in this game, Oilers went up 3-1. And then fucking Mitchell McMarner with the greasiest fucking hands ever, just getting the puck right in the middle of the fucking net and scoring a gorgeous, nasty goal. I can't believe Mitch Marner is a fucking Toronto Maple Leafs. That kid's a magical beauty. Our core four had scored a goal in this game with seven goals. Johnny T with two, Matthews with one, Nylander with one, Marner with one. That's like the core four bingo right there. Toronto outshooting them 38-26. It was all Leafs second period. That was beautiful. Four goals in one period. It's always nice to quiet down the McDavid fans in Toronto when that happens. It's lovely. So fun story. I got to go to the Bottom Line to watch this game. Met up with Steph the Fanalyst from Leafs Late Night. Hi. Julian from Leafs Twitter. Awesome person. And just a bunch of beauties at the bar. Just, it was an awesome time. And now for the Coke cherry on top. I am still riding this high. It's honestly, I'm never going to forget this night. So it's Steph, Julian, and I. And we're like, do we still party here? Do we party at another bar? And eventually we came to the conclusion, like, yeah, all right, let's go continue the party somewhere else. So So we walk up to a bar just up the street called the Loose Moose. And we walk upstairs, and they were jam-packed. So we go downstairs, and there was a live band playing. And as we're walking into the bar, I could hear them playing War Pigs by Black Sabbath. And I immediately think, yo, this is going to be a great night. They covered Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine. They played... this is probably very not the correct order, but I remember them playing Iron Maiden's Run to the Hills, Queen, Tie Your Mother Down. But what just made this perfect is I'm looking at Steph, I'm looking at Julie, and I'm like, guys, I'm about to do something ballsy. They're looking at me like, what's about to happen? So I walk up to the stage. And I call the singer over and I'm like, buddy, can you please play the Tragically Hip? And from what, like, man, it was loud in there. And from what I heard him say, don't worry, buddy, I gotcha. And I walked back to Steph and Julian. And what was funny was the band had started playing something, like, it wasn't a hip song. It sounded something like from the 80s. But then there was another patron that ran up to the singer. And the singer goes over to the mic and he's looking at the guy and he's like, that's the only part we're playing because that's the only part that we know. And it was right after he had finished that, the band starts playing New Orleans Is Sinking, and Leafs Nation, whoever's listening to this, I need to let you know that I lost my fucking shit. Oh. I am still riding that high, and oh, a night I will never forget. That was a legendary night. Yeah. Hell fucking yeah. and then, moving on. So, the Leafs lost to the Sabres. They looked good in the very first period. And I remember tweeting about it that, you know, in the second, third, when the Leafs really fell off, I'm like, yo, the Leafs are having a caffeine crash. Cause like I've had caffeine crashes at work before where like I'm energetic as fuck in the morning. And then by like 12, 1 o'clock, I'm just like, no, I've checked out. I would like to go to bed, please. So if anything, at least Nylander made the score a little bit more respectable, scoring with like the last 5 minutes or so in the game. At least it wasn't a blowout like it was a year ago when the Leafs played Buffalo outdoors, where I think that game was like 5-1 or 5-2 or some shit like that. No, we'll get Buffalo next time. Fuck them. And then tonight, going up against Colorado, the defending cup champs, I honestly thought that the score was going to be a much high-scoring affair. I didn't think Colorado would come out with a 2-1 win. Morgan Riley getting the only goal for the Buds, which also, it was nice to see Riley. I thought he had a great game tonight. Sammy looked awesome in net, making 28 saves, getting a 966 save percentage. You know what? Everyone's saying like, oh, you know, it would be fun for a Stanley Cup final, Toronto and Edmonton. That would be fun too. But honestly, I would not be opposed to a Toronto and Colorado 7-game series. That would be awesome. So going on into the three stars of the week, who impressed me the most this week? So for the third star, you know what, for just having a nice fucking goal tonight, that's got to be a bit of a monkey off of his back. I'm going to give the third star to Captain Morgan Riley. Hell yeah. He also had a lot of really nice shots and chances. There were a couple of replays I'd seen and even GIFs on Twitter of just the chances that Riley had, and just, yeah, he is definitely getting the third star tonight. And the second star pull someone out of my ass here. You know what? I'm going to give it to Matthews, because kid's gotten a couple of goals in his past couple of games here. I am actually just going to bring up Daily Faceoff to see how many goals in his last. You know what we'll do? We'll do last five games. I honestly, because, what was it? People were saying, oh, it looks like he's injured or he's coming off of something. He's gotten goals in, like, he's been consistent every few games. I'm honestly not worried at all about Matthews. If anything, I'm just more curious to see how he will be in like round one. Is he going to be more like this player where, like how he's currently playing, like he's helping the team get into the best position to win? Or are we going to see more of the classic goal scoring Matthews? Here we go. Last five games, 3 goals in the last 5 games, 3 assists, 26 shots, 7 blocks. Yeah, he's been taking a lot of blocks. You know what? Also, while on blocks, let's talk about Giordano, because that man, that golden, balden, beautiful man, really helped this team pull through when RD was de-fucking-mollished. And I would like to see Giordano rested for a couple of games, honestly, going into the stretch, because we, like, this Leafs, it's beautiful. This Leafs team's been consistent at making the playoffs for the past couple of years. I'm not worried about missing the playoffs at all, and neither should you. And honestly, I would like to see a more refreshed. He's been good recently, but I would just like to see Gio get some rest, because honestly, that might help him look better going into the games that will matter. Yeah, I'd like to see a rested Gio. That would be nice. Wouldn't that be nice? I think that would be nice. And now also another note, the whole 11 and 7 doesn't work. 11 forward, 7 D. I know a lot of people have said it doesn't work. Historically, it doesn't work. But just in these past few games where the Leafs have gone 11 and 7, I'm a little bit more open to it because they have found ways to win. Yes, there are still losses here and there, but I'm willing to give it a chance for the time being. And I hope that come round one, game one, that we are comfortably back at 12 and 6. I am open to fun, and let's see what happens in these games, because it's a fucking shits and giggles fun ride. Let's have some fun, you know? So I'm open to the 11 and 7, seeing what works, what doesn't. But yeah, hopefully game one, round one, it's back to 12-6. Back to business, as some would say. So yeah, and oh yes, the first star of the week. I'm rambling. The first star of the week. This is a silly. I am a silly goose. This is when you come to the Beliefers, you come to a silly goose podcast. I like to have fun here, don't you know? The first star of the week is going to Leafs Nation. It's worldwide, baby. There's fans in Australia. There's fans in the UK. There's fans all around the fucking globe, and you're all beauties, and we are all the first star of the fucking week. That's a real good one for you. Hell yeah. All right, so upcoming games and predictions. Usually I write down the notes of all the upcoming games, but I am a silly goose and I have not. So let's look it up together. And Toronto Maple Leafs schedule. I know they're playing this week and they got a couple days off. So, a couple days. They got tomorrow off. I'm a silly goose. They got tomorrow off and then Carolina on Friday. And they'll be at home for that one. And then Saturday night, they'll be in Ottawa. I'm going to try and watch as much of that game as I can. Well, even the Carolina one. Because Friday morning afternoon, my devil's buddy and I were going up to Peterborough for the weekend to party in Peterborough. Partying in Peterborough. Going to get the alliteration. Partying Peterborough. All right. Peterborough party. Partying. I gotta do the alliteration. I like doing alliterations because that's fun. So Ottawa on Saturday, and then next week they're all on the road next week with the Islanders on Tuesday. Oh, Tavares, I'm gonna book it. Tavares is getting a goal, and Engvall's getting a goal in that game. So it's at least gonna be 1-1. And then Florida on Thursday and Carolina in Carolina on Saturday. So now, again, for this show, we all come here to believe for the best. This is the most positive Leafs podcast you'll find out there. So all these predictions are going to be dubs with some fun sprinkles thrown in there. So for the Friday game against Carolina, I personally would really like to see another Carolina Leafs like wild 8-6 game. That was so much fucking fun. I'm going to say the Leafs win 7-4. And for the Saturday night game in Ottawa, I'm going to say the Leafs win 4-2. And then for the Islanders, yeah, Tavares is getting a goal. Engvall's getting a goal. So it's at least going to be 1-1. And the Leafs are going to come out with the dub 3-1. And then for Thursday in Florida against the Panthers, the Leafs are going to win 5-0. And I would like to see Murray get a shutout. If Murray starts in that game, I mean, Sammy could start it too, but I would like to see a goalie get a shutout in that game. And then Saturday against Carolina. Do a complete turnaround is going to be a low scoring affair. 2-1 Leafs. 2-1 OT. All right. So, well, I'm going to do the next. So, actually, yes. Yeah, so, that's why I'm doing the podcast tonight, because I'm going up to Peterborough this weekend. The next podcast episode, I will do it next Saturday after the Carolina game. And, yeah, hopefully the Leafs go on a bit of a winning streak here. Be nice to see. Always nice to see. And you know what? I am going to finish this episode on some closing fun stories on how I tried to walk across Toronto, because it's one of the few things I'm actually most proud of. I tried walking from Mississauga to Pickering twice and failed twice. This is a 50-kilometer walk. For me, it's been a lifelong dream to walk across Toronto, like from one end to another. So a few years ago, before my first walk, my friend, my financial advisor, and I, we planned it, and we had it come to fruition where I would start in Mississauga and end in Pickering. And right at Pickering, there's this dock. It comes right out into the water. I'm like, yo, that'd be a fucking sick place to end an epic adventure of a walk. So Mississauga to Pickering is my Avengers Endgame. And for the first walk, I'm a silly goose, and I wanted to walk closer to the water throughout the majority of the walk. So I started in Mississauga, and I'm walking along all of these side streets, turning left, turning right, here and there. And looking back, I'm using a lot more energy than I should have. And when I was walking up into Scarborough, I was coming up to the bluffs. I've always wanted to see the bluffs, like right from the water. So I'm using Google Maps, and I see this park, and it showed that the park was open. I thought, the silly goose that I am, I thought I could just walk through the park and like just make my way down a trail or something. So there was a trail, even though half of the park was like fenced off, you know, don't jump or it's a fine or whatever. But there was a trail. That trail showed up on Google Maps. So I walked down the trail. And after about half an hour of walking down that trail, it led to an area I like to refer to as the Twilight Zone, where you could turn all around you. You could not see the CN Tower. You could not see the downtown Toronto skyline. You couldn't even see a building. You couldn't even tell you were in Toronto. Yo, it was, I'm in Toronto, but I'm not really in Toronto. It was such a trip. So I kept along after the Twilight Zone there, and I came up to this steep ass hill, and I climbed the hill, and when I got to the top of it, I could feel it in my knees. I'm like, yo, fuck, I might have to call it quits soon. So I eventually made my way back to civilization, and I threw in the white towel, and this is for the first walk. I gave up at Kingston Road and Eglinton Avenue East, and that was at about 7 or 8 o'clock at night. I started at 8:30 in the morning. So that was a fucking full day of adventure right there. Only last year did I try this again. The first attempt was 2018 or 19. It was before the pandemic and all that shit. And then last year was attempt number two. I was a lot more direct this time around. So this walk, I started in the same spot in Mississauga and finished somewhere close, still in Scarborough though. But, I was more direct. I only walked along Lakeshore. I was living in Parkdale at the time, so I stopped in to home when I got there. And then I kept along Queen Street the rest of the way, up until I got to Kingston Road. And then I walked up Kingston Road to when I threw in the white towel, which was at Kingston Road and St. Clair Avenue East. So I was like, I made it further the first time getting to Eglinton. But I'm really fucking proud of that second walk, because that was everything I had in my body after months of doing like a 15 to 20 kilometer walk around my old neighborhood. I am a silly goose, and one day I will walk from Mississauga to Pickering. I will get to my Avengers Endgame one day. And on that, that's going to do it for episode 45. This was a fun one, an absolute, just a silly goose of an episode. You know what? I had a title in mind, but I think I might title this one Silly Goose. So until next time, you can follow my shenanigans on the socials at MikeyD_392. And you can follow the show on the socials at Beliefers Pod. And until next time, in the words of the late great Gord Downie, you gotta do what you feel is real.